In primitive cultures, full moons were singled out from all the other phases and awarded names. Even a very few survive today. The only designations still popularly used today are the Hunter's Moon, coming up now on the 13th, and the Harvest Moon, last month. Harvest Moon is the full moon nearest the fall equinox, and the Hunter's Moon is the next one, typically the full moon of October, the current one. None of these titled full moons appear visually distinctive. Rather, their names suggest agricultural activities or natural phenomena linked with that season. But while the Harvest and Hunter's Moons did not look distinctive, they certainly behave oddly. The Harvest Moon rose at nearly the same time for several nights in a row, adding welcome light just as dusk faded. Because this year's Harvest Moon was much earlier than usual, the 2019 Hunter's Moon, which normally displays the same effect, just not as pronounced, actually acts pretty much as a normal Harvest Moon does. Putting real numbers on this, October's full moon comes up only about half an hour later each night, from the 11th to the 15th. That's far short of the moon's normal 50-minute delay. In any case, it's a good time to join the wolves and gaze at the full moon. It's fascinating for its circularity, since the moon is not just round, but perfectly round. Now, on Sunday the 13th, the hour of exact full moon is almost at the same time that it rises, at sunset, so we really will see it as a flawless ball. The moon deviates from a perfect sphere by only one part in 500, a bulge far smaller than what the eye can detect. The current 2019 Hunter's Moon full moon has a perfect shape that may explain part of its near-mystical appeal through the ages, since the circle was long regarded by ancient cultures as nature's mark of perfection. For Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.